This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Welcome back in. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. A dreary morning out there. Hopefully you guys are staying safe. Thank you so much for listening in. It's Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly Bo Morgan back in the flesh after his three-week hiatus and arrival of child, and Dylan on the other side of the glass coming back from Philly, fresh off the Truist Open. Anything surprise you so far, real quick, before we get to the Atlanta Falcons stuff from rookie minicamp? Anything surprising about fatherhood?
About fatherhood?
Yeah. Just the last 3 weeks. Anything catch you off guard? Like, man, I wasn't ready for the explosive diaper changes.
No, that's not. Like, how quickly that, I think for me is how quickly I'm like, oh, this is what's wrong. This is, like, there, you know, like, whenever she cries, and I'm like, oh, it's this, or it's that, or just the comfortability. Like, we had our first, pork chop and squids, big day out Friday.
Okay,
just her and I.
Nice, dude.
And we went. I was
daddy
like,
daughter time.
Told Amy, I was like, just relax, hang out. I took her to my parents.
Yeah.
And
aww.
So it was just us. I was like, we got this.
Yeah.
Like she had a good moment. Stuff. She had a moment on the way home.
Uh-oh.
Put her. I woke. I kind of disturbed her to check her, make the diaper, but before we left,
get her stirring a little bit.
And then she was not happy leaving, and I was like, oh, I got her good. She's calmed down, and then all of a sudden, we're on the way home.
Floodgates.
She is just
letting it
bellowing.
Yeah.
And so I pull over at this grass station, and I was like, I jumped out, got in the back seat, and was like, all right, look, here's your passy. I'm going to need you to chill out.
I want you to look me in the eye as you sit in this back seat. Look me in the eye.
I was like, let's just relax. I was like, I'm going to give you your passy, and we're going to get rolling. We'll be home in a few minutes.
Yeah. Now my daughter's to the point where she cries and whines. I'm like, use your words. Use your words. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. But I got her. As soon as I did that, she was calm the rest of the way. Even when she spelled the passy, like, you can just see her. I got that mirror. Because, you know, the seat.
Yeah, you got the mirror. Yeah,
and I'm like.
For sure. Little bus driver mirror.
I keep looking back, like to see the mirror and see her face. She's just sitting there, like her eyes are moving, and you're like
the rear facing baby seat. You look, man. Speaking of new additions to the squad, just like Porkchop, the Atlanta Falcons welcomed in all their rookies over the weekend. I want to get to this sound from Raheem Morris, guys, because he talked a lot. And honestly, Raheem Morris kind of went there on some of these guys, really a little more open than you would even expect him to be, talking about how excited he is with some of these rookies. But, of course, the thing the Atlanta Falcons fans are going to pay attention to most is the sack total. Raheem Morris was asked about, hey, man, got to get those sack numbers up.
And that's got to change. And the only way you can change that is to change that. And that was a part of the process, very intentional, going out and trying to fix the edge room. And it's very intentional to go out and fix our rush to find, you know, another Terryism, to find pressure players. And it was very intentional to be able to do that, and we was able to do that in the first round with those two guys that we were to add there, to be able to get those guys going, to be able to add Leonard Floyd within free agency, to be able to do some things there, to add three guys that were not here last year that you expect to have significant roles in your pass rush and your pressure players?
I got a case of the feel goods, man. Felt it right down the back. Pressure players. That's what I'm talking about. I'm writing down the term Terryism, by the way. Writing that right
there.
Ding.
You go.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome, though, coming from him, talking about getting those exactly. Getting those pressure players locked in this locker room, because you really have remade in a lot of different ways what your edge is. Other than Arnold Ebiketie, you've really remade a lot of what you expect out of this group. You've kind of reset the bar in terms of youth and athleticism, and bringing over Leonard Floyd, I think they think is only going to help that. But I love those words there from Raheem Morris, just talking about, look, man, got to get better all the way around.
There's no doubting that. That was the whole thing about this defense was we talked about, you and I talked about a lot about how unathletic they looked late in the season, how slow they looked.
Something out of shape. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it wasn't out of shape. I mean, they were slow.
I say out of shape because when your legs get tired, a lot of times you can look like a baby giraffe if your legs are exhausted. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
The thing that I love about guys like what you've seen on tape in college from James, and I think you and I are going to need to do some stuff, look at some of these things and go over them and talk about them. But you see from Pierce and Jalen Walker is, yeah, they're fast, but they're also, they are not afraid to take on those guys.
Yeah.
And we saw too much last year where Caden Ellis and Nate Landman would try to run around these blocks. And now these guys are going to take them on. And those are just the linebacker stuff. But Braylon Trice, you've really added four guys to me that weren't on this roster last year. And they're going to fill in with Ebiketie. And I'm talking about just edge guys because Braylon Trice fits in that too.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And one of the other cuts I wanted to play coming from Raheem Morris yesterday. And you and I, Bo, we've had this conversation a number of times. And you talk about, and it always comes up when we talk about Jalen Carter. It always comes up when you talk about this draft pick or why this guy's not, you know, being able to do this, or even being able to sign Trey Hendrickson. You and I had this conversation about what is the personality, what is the identity of your defensive line, your pass rush unit, right? And I always made the argument for Trey Hendrickson coming here because I think he kind of resets what your defensive line can be. I think he's a guy who has had to scratch it out and didn't get drafted in the first round and has had to develop. And when you have a guy like that in the locker room, I think it's a big deal. Well, Raheem Morris yesterday was asked about, you know, the makeup of a couple of his rookies, and you're going to want to pay attention to what he says about Jalen Walker.
That's the second you talk to him. When he's standing next to you, not working out, having a normal conversation across the table in Terry's office or mine, every time you talk to him, you feel like that. You're talking about a guy that's going to be, you know, I hate to even talk about him this way, but, like, it's hard not to, when you talk to guys like that, and Xavier Watts, a little bit the same cloth, but you see future captains and these guys make up, and it's like, you know, the team will decide that, and he'll decide that, but you see the makeup, like, just like, you know, different. I mean, you see those guys when you walk in the room, you see it all over them.
So I have a question for the both of you.
Okay.
Because I am an eternal optimist, and every time Raheem Morris speaks, I get a little hyped up.
Mm.
And I think my eternal optimism sometimes can make me a little bit naive. Am I right to be getting hyped up by everything he's saying right now?
Yeah,
that's such a good question.
I think so. First off, I can go into a mini version of my speech. Why wouldn't you be hyped up this time of the year? This is the time to be hyped up, right? You've made some moves in the offseason. You went and you just drafted these guys, right? These are young rookie players, one of which came from a school right down the road where they've won national titles recently. The other from another SEC school. That is, I would say, a heritage school in the conference and one of the top-tier programs, you know, the last 40 years, up and down moments. But why wouldn't you be hyped about two first-round draft picks who both at one point in time going into last season, early in the season, were top 15 prospects? So why wouldn't you be hyped up? And then you hear a positive guy like Raheem Morris, a head coach who, you know, one of the reasons his players love him is because he's a guy that – just he motivates you, so why wouldn't you be hyped?
Allie, I think Bo and I both, and I think the people that listen to the show at this point know that we are pretty optimistic people when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. We you know, ride the wave of certain players. We want to believe in these guys. But here's what I'll say, and I'll play devil's advocate because I know this is what many people are out there thinking. Even the people that are optimistic will sit there and tell you, yeah, we feel really good about it, but we've been you know, we've been we've had a series of events in this franchise history where we've been told every year that we've drafted a game-changing player.
Right.
For the last 7 years, you have not been to the playoffs. You haven't been above 500. You haven't dealt with a lot of these things that you thought you would do when you drafted Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson, the guys that have not got you there. Going all the way back to drafting Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, it's like, oh, this guy, you know, these are finally – like, it's very hard, I think, for some Falcons fans to remove themselves – from the vast majority of the history from the Atlanta Falcons and actually read into what Raheem's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that you need to feel positive. And to Bo's point, like, if you're not going to do it now, why not? You know what I mean? Like, then you're just like, why are you doing this to yourself if you don't want to listen to Raheem talk about a future possible captain and get excited about what the Atlanta Falcons are?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, all the Falcons fans, all those same people will tell you, man, can't wait for the fall. Love football season. Love it. Falcons go sign Jalen Walker. Yeah, but he'll probably be a bust. I mean, we'll figure out he screwed up. And people, it's like, so do you love being miserable or do you love football season and the fun of it? Because I love the fact that it resets every year.
Some people like to commiserate. I think there's definitely a sector of fans that love to commiserate. I know Bama fans like this.
Yeah.
No matter what Kalen DeBoer did last year, they were going to tell you he wasn't Nick Saban. Well, it's like newsflash. Nobody is. You know what I mean? Like nobody was going to walk into Bama and be Nick Saban. So there is definitely in every sport and every team. I think there's just a section that want to commiserate.
Mm-hmm. I think the weirdest, craziest thing for me is I know everything. I just exude confidence in everything that comes out of my mouth because if not, then what's the point of saying it? What cracks me up is people who watch sports every day yet know nothing about them. Like, know nothing about all the things, and therefore they just because they don't know, they say, well, I'm going to be negative. Or the people that are afraid to be wrong, so they just go with the negative take.
Afraid to be excited. There's people that are afraid to be excited.
It's so much easier to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier because in the day, oh, I knew they were going to suck. I told you. I don't know why you've got your hopes up.
Same old Falcons.
I didn't get my hopes up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this. The Jalen Walker video is out there of him in the sled, right?
Right.
I think.
I don't know if it was on our group thread or not.
Somebody tweeted it.
Yeah.
Popped it pretty good.
Yeah.
Ripped off that thing.
Yeah.
He's wearing the number 11. And if you go watch like the original video of that, there's people going, can't believe they gave him 11. Can't believe it. Too soon. Disrespectful to Julio Jones. I mean, there was a guy like I've heard shows done about it, and I'm sitting there going, did you guys give a damn when Logan Whiteside had it? Did you even know that Logan Whiteside wore number 11?
Emory Jones had it last year.
Did you guys know that?
We talked about it on this show about Emory Jones having it.
Logan Whiteside had number 11 in an NFL game for the Atlanta Falcons. I believe it was the Saints game when they ran up the score on us.
He had a couple snaps.
Yeah, none of y'all paid attention to that. Not you, Allie. I'm looking at you, but I'm not blaming. None of y'all paid attention to that. But now when you can be negative about something, the only thing you have to hang on to be negative about is that they gave out the number 11. You're going to act like you're just blown away, offended, cannot believe it. Yet you didn't give a flying rat's ass when they gave it to Logan Whiteside 2 years ago. You know why? Because you didn't even think about it. But now, because Jalen Walker has it, it's just ridiculous. Can't believe it. On the gall to do that.
I mean, I'm with you on that, and I think it's frustrating to say the least. But I don't think
the point
it's
is
a first
the point
round
is
draft pick compared to a third string quarterback.
But the point is that people want to find things to be negative and upset about. So to your point, back to your question, that's why you should be optimistic, because you're looking at things the right way and not like an Eeyore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fired up about it, and I think obviously, as you just heard, I think Squid is too.
Yes,
he does. You know, he has a strange way of delivering that to you, but he's
I'm
definitely
super
fired
pumped
up.
That I was shaking before the pick because I was like, please don't not draft Jalen Walker.
I don't want to deal with this every day,
and because I wanted Jalen Walker to be here so badly,
yeah.
And then they doubled down like we're gonna get James Pierce too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.